You're listening to the Freedom From Addiction podcast. Hear what leading addiction and recovery experts are talking about, addiction trends, topics, and challenges, as well as personal stories, research, practices, and advances that point the most promising way to freedom.
And welcome into episode number one, season number one of the Freedom From Addiction podcast, coming to you straight from the campus of Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We are so excited to bring you this podcast, a podcast of resources, challenges, personal stories. This is going to be such an awesome podcast. Please hit that subscribe button, and you can also find us on Spotify and iTunes. We would greatly appreciate a five-star review. So welcome in today. In the studio with us today is our president and CEO of Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South, Dr. David McNabb. Thanks for being here today.
Well, Derek, it's always a pleasure, man. It's good to see you.
And also in the studio today is one of our residents, Austin. He's here to share his personal story. Welcome in today, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So this being our very first podcast, I'm really pumped about it. I'm kind of excited. Just another way to bring awareness to what we do here at Adult and Teen Challenge. Today, we're just going to pretty much talk about what we do here at Adult and Teen Challenge. A lot of folks have heard of Teen Challenge. They may think we're just for teens. They may think we're like a race and a challenge for teenagers, right?
We've heard it all.
We have heard it all. And so we just want to talk about what we do here at Adult and Teen Challenge and really let folks understand what freedom from addiction means when it comes to our value and our vision statement here at Adult and Teen Challenge. David, let's go to you first. For those who have never heard of Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South, let's have the rundown.
Oh, the quick rundown, the 30-second story, huh? Well, I tell you, Derek, since I've been here for a little over 2 years, the biggest question I always get asked is, you know, how old can a teenager be before they can get into your program? And the truth of the matter is, we've never been a ministry to teenagers. We've always been a ministry here in Chattanooga to adults 18 to 50. But beyond that, just beyond the demographics of what we do, one of the things is like, you know, okay, so you're a drug and alcohol addiction treatment center. Well, maybe in name, but the stuff that we do here, we don't focus on the drugs and the addiction. That's not our purpose. If somebody wants to get off their drugs, they can go someplace else, whatever, to get some kind of direction on that, some kind of counseling that helps them address it differently than what we would. Our whole purpose is to give you a different way of looking at life. It's not just the addiction. You can come here and in 2 to 3 weeks, you can at least have most of the effects of the drugs out of your system. But what we try to teach here at Adult and Teen Challenge goes so far beyond that. It covers every aspect of your life. First thing we talk about, obviously, is that we talk about freedom from addiction, and primarily we are referring to the drugs and alcohol. What is it that brought you here? What is that destructive behavior that brought you here? It's acknowledgement. It's that's why you're here. That's you've lost control of your life, and for whatever reason, the drugs and alcohol have presented themselves as being a way of escaping reality or so forth. But the freedom we're not talking about is just from the drugs and alcohol. The freedom that we talk about is the freedom from negative influence.
Yeah, and go into our vision and values of really what we do here at Adult and Teen.
Exactly. It's basically four-pronged. The first is it does a deal to a certain extent with the drugs and alcohol. But with that, everybody has a negative influence. Somewhere along the line, the drugs and alcohol has presented themselves as being an option. Well, we want to let you know that's not always your best option. It's never your best option. And so we try to give you also freedom from negative influences.
And that can be from destructive friendships, relationships. Getting away from those can be a freeing process as well.
It can. And for a lot of our students, our residents that come here, they find that those negative influences are represented by, I hate to say it, but everybody back home. Sometimes all the triggers are back home. And so our purpose is to try to get all those negative influences. It could be memories. It could be all these things to get those out of your head.
How has that impacted your life since being here at Adult and Teen Challenge? Is it helping? Is it freeing for you being away from some of those relationships, friendships?
Oh, of course. Like my friendships back home, all of them were drug-induced and alcohol-based. None of them worked out. I was always doing what they wanted, from stealing to going to parties that I knew that I shouldn't be going to.
But that I mean, but Austin, you're talking about those are talking about friendships. You're talking about even relationships from school, and in some cases, we're talking even family. I mean, you know, I mean, the thing that about we've been doing this here in Chattanooga for a long time, and one of the things we've experienced is that, you know, I didn't grow up in this kind of home, but lots of folks come here and say, listen, alcohol, drug abuse, that's all I've ever known in my family. And so it's one thing about to go outside your house, you know, to go out there and where your friends are difficult. But in some cases, our guys and girls that come here, there's been that issue. So negative influence is one thing.
Just to reiterate what we're talking about. So the podcast name is Freedom from Addiction. Today, episode number one, we're just talking about why we named it Freedom from Addiction Podcast. And part of that is the Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South. Our vision and value is that freedom starts here, or freedom from addiction. And if you can find this on our website at tcmidsouth.org, and we're pretty much talking about it today on the podcast. But of course, freedom from reliance on drugs and alcohol, that's a given. We just talked about freedom from negative influences. And then what's the other one that we discuss here?
The ability to explore new interests. Because when you're involved in any kind of addiction, you become you have tunnel vision. Everything is focused on the next fix. Everything is focused on how do I get, you know, no longer do I have a career. I don't have a dream. I don't have any of those things. I have nothing that's positive. All I think about is how do I get the next opportunity to get the fix that I need? Well, the idea is, when you experience freedom, you get the freedom to explore new interests, some things that you never thought about you might be good at, things that that you may have a skill or a gifting in that you never even considered because all you were bogged down with just the addiction itself.
Right, and so in seeking sobriety and rebuilding their lives, people often engage in new activities and explore their interest, which kind of brings back that freedom in their lives that they're trying to seek after and find.
Right. And then the last thing, and the last of our four basic core values when it comes to freedom from addiction, is the idea to start again. If you're bogged down and your mind is so focused on just the addiction that you're in the middle of, the future that you've lost, the mistakes that you've made, you know, we don't think about the fact that you have the ability to still have a productive life. God, you're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, there's always hope. And so the thing that we promote probably, and you're right, Derek, above everything else, is the ability to look and say, hey, listen, I'm not done. And not only am I not done, I'm not relegated to all the mistakes of the course that I've been on. I can change some things.
And with us being right there talking about freedom to start again, this is a great point to segue right into you, Austin, because it's your desire, and I'm speaking for you, and I'm sure it is, I know it is to start again. You don't want to live that life again. You want everything we just talked about, freedom to make new choices, freedom from reliance on drugs, freedom to have new interest, and the biggest one, freedom to start again. So with that, go into your story of before Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South, kind of what led you to saying, you know what, enough's enough, I want to start again, and how God has affected your life being here in the program.
Growing up, my mother was very verbally abusive, and my father was an alcoholic, so I never really had a lot of self-worth, and I didn't really have a good parent. Not saying that I didn't have good parents. I kind of put that in wrong perspective. My father really didn't care about us as much as I thought he did. So at 10 years old, my father and mother got a divorce. My father went one way. My mom went the other way. My mom remarried to another guy. We never got along, so it's like I never had a father figure in my life. I never had any self-worth. I thought I was never good enough. So in high school, I did perfectly fine. Didn't hang out with the right crowd, made straight A's, perfect attendance, did everything like I was supposed to be able to do. And then I got out of high school and found just a group of friends that I did not like at all, and it went downhill from there. I got introduced to drugs. After I got introduced to drugs, like, I just went down that party life, the fast lane lifestyle, just not checking in with my parents anymore. Like, I'm 18, I can do what I want, that type of deal.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Something you said there that I thought was interesting. You said you got in with a group of friends that you didn't even really like that well. Why? What was the common denominator? What was that brought you all to caused you to have friends with somebody that you didn't really even like? What was the attraction with that?
They accepted me for who I was.
Ah, okay.
And like I was never one of those preppy kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
Never was like the football jock, look at me. I never dated a cheerleader type deal. I always hung out with just like the middle class people. And when I got out, I found people that actually accepted me for who I was and didn't look at my flaws and stuff. And, mm-hmm. and that's where.
So it was acceptance more than anything else. It wasn't like an affection or anything mm-hmm. like that. It was just that they just flat took you where you were.
Exactly.
Wow. You're kind of a West Coast kind of guy. Your style reminds me of like West Coast.
Oh,
you're,
yeah.
You're trying to imagine what Austin looks like. That's Austin. He has the flat bill hat on. He's got, you know, the West Coast. We should nickname you West Coast Custom.
All right. That sounds cool. Yeah.
So keep going on with your story, man. It's awesome.
So after I got introduced to those friends, we just started making bad choices together. I started breaking into houses. I started stealing from the people that I love, lying to my parents constantly, telling them where I was, but I actually wasn't there. I was out doing other things. Started stealing from stores, just doing all the negative things that I know that was wrong growing up, but I did them in order to support my addiction. So I got arrested. I was inside jail and I looked in the mirror and I said, wow, I'm not invincible like I thought I was. This is not working. Drugs will drive me into the grave and it will ruin my life. So then on, I got on my knees in the jail cell, prayed to God to give me one more chance and to send me a teen challenge. And that's where I am today. And I absolutely love this place. God has definitely grabbed a hold of me, changed my life forever. And I'm glad to be here.
What are some of your plans after graduating and completing Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South? What is one thing that you're like, man, I want to do that?
Well, I'm definitely going to go to college. I'm going
to go.
I'm going to go for mechanical engineering.
Wow.
I love stuff like that. I love building on things. Really good at math too. Really good at drawing. After I get done with college, I'm just going to live life like I'm supposed to. Go to church. Get plugged in the church while I'm in college, obviously. Hopefully, I can serve at a church, like as on staff and stuff like that. And I'm probably going to go back out to Arizona after I get done with everything.
See, we'll get going out to the West Coast. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for tuning in today to our very first episode of Freedom from Addiction, season number one. And if you're listening and you have a loved one, maybe you yourself are struggling with some form of a life-controlling addiction and you want to live the life of freedom and have the freedom to start again. We encourage you to check out our website at tcmidsouth.org. And also please subscribe to the Freedom from Addiction podcast. You can find us on so many platforms. Number one is iTunes, Anchor FM, or Spotify. Please give us a 5-star review and even sponsor this show if you like what you hear.
The Freedom from Addiction podcast is sponsored by BeginWithAPlan.com, providing holistic financial guidance with a biblical worldview, investment management, hourly consulting, or fee-based financial planning. BeginWithAPlan.com offers hope by providing caring insight and professional guidance for many of your financial and investment decisions. Begin today by calling 423-756-4993. Or visit BeginWithAPlan.com.
Make sure you join us on episode number two as we're going to be discussing something that really affects a lot of folks in recovery and addiction. And that word is...
Enabling.
Enabling.
Yes.
It's a big one.
That's the worst thing in the world for a family.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.